with Buchanan Hill, and you are listening to our roundtable discussion on fathers, black fatherhood. Joining me again, Joseph Williams, Bishop Talbot Swan, as well as Mr. Anthony Street. And I promised that I would get Mr. Street in on this this conversation, CEO of the National Association of Social Workers. He's a highly esteemed leader in the field of social work and has, again, more than two decades experience. Mr. Street, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Man, fantastic. Thank you for joining us in this roundtable discussion. So I'd like to talk to you, if I could bring you in, about some of the challenges that black fathers face. I mean, we know we have challenges with our perception, with the perception of us and how it's done in the media. But what are some of the more real and tangible challenges that many black men listening to this conversation could kind of all relate to?
You know, I think that's a great question. I think the first thing that comes to mind is stress, right? And so, you know, there's a saying that when we talk about mental health is that stress kills, right? When you look at mental health across black men, across the black population, you understand that stress can lead to higher blood pressure, can lead to health challenges, can lead to a lot of things. But then we look at the precursors or the things that are causing stress, it's definitely, you know, black men are facing higher challenges, you know, when compared to other groups such as economics, healthcare, educational disparities, systematic racism, social injustice. You know, we are one of the only groups of people who can literally be watching the news and see somebody that looks like us and from communities like us be shot down and killed on live TV, right? And so this level of stress that we experience is literally just another word for trauma, right? So when we think about stress, we think about trauma, we think about the impact of trauma and how that really impacts mental health. And we actually see that playing out in the world, right? When we see rates of suicide increasing among black men and youth, when we see higher rates of mental health and mental health utilization among black people, it speaks to the issue of mental health and that black people are really trying to find a solution to that, but at the same time, experiencing trauma at every turn and really trying to deal with the realities of the world we live in today.
That is an excellent, excellent answer. Let's take a deeper dive into that a little bit. I would ask you, laying out all those different traumas, and all of those things are factual, all of those things I'm sure all of us can relate to. As a therapist, how do you, what would you say to encourage a black man suffering those traumas in this country?
You know, I would really say that therapy works, right? You know, find yourself a therapist, preferably a social worker. I am a little biased, right? That can meet your demands and really talk you through some of these stressors, right? Some of these things are going to happen in the world and we have no control over, right? But the importance of talking them through and releasing that stress, it's kind of like a pressure builder, right? When you release that valve, it allows you to continue and to continue on another day, right? When I talked earlier about the high rates of suicide among black men and boys, you know, this is a increase that we haven't seen in quite some time. I think the stats show that it went up in 2021, and it's the first time that the rates of suicide for black youth exceeded that of their white counterparts, right? And so what we're seeing is that we haven't or we don't have the valve to release some of this pressure. And so for me, you know, as a therapist, I really do believe that engaging in therapy, talking to a therapist, and really connecting with peer groups, right? And so when I talk about therapy, you know, there's a lot of different therapists out there, a lot of different modalities. And sometimes, you know, therapists can come to barbershops, right? When I think about, excuse me, when I think about therapists, I think about the culture, right? And so a lot of places where people go to talk, to hang out, especially for black men, are barbershops, are different areas where we feel comfortable talking, right? One of the myths about therapy or black people engaging in therapy is that we don't utilize therapy, right? The better question is, when are black people and where are black people using therapists, and how can we replicate that to have more engagement in those areas as opposed to having black people fit the model? Let's fit the model around black people so they can engage and get healthier.
Again, all of these answers, absolutely fantastic. I want to come back to you, Mr. Williams. I want to get this question out to you.